Welcome to Blind Level Tech. This isn't just accessible tech talk. This is technology on a whole new level. We're showing you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Blind Level Tech. I'm your host, Evan Starnes. And it feels like it's been, well, actually, I guess it was, as of the time of this recording, two days ago that I made the last episode. But I do hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you, at least those of you who haven't picked up an audio game, gave one of the three a try, or hey, maybe even found your own. Like I said, that episode was just kind of a quick and dirty follow up. There are so many, I could do a whole series on audio games. Maybe we'll do that one day, but we've got an exciting guest today because, well, it's been a couple episodes, but Kelvin is back for another episode to actually kind of talk about some of the new and exciting things that he has been up to. So yeah, man. Welcome back to the show, Kelvin.
Glad to be back. I know I've been gone for a while, and but I'm excited to be back and kind of talk about what's going on and how I'm living beyond my challenges.
I like the way you framed it. You are what I like to call a busybody. I mean, would you say you fly by the seat of your pants? I don't know.
Things are planned out.
Yeah,
but I move quickly.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, if you try to get me to slow down, the only way you're going to get me to slow down is if I'm sick, which I kind of am at the moment. So I apologize for my nasally voice.
I was going to say, it sounds like you picked up a bit of a cold there.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those, you go to the CSUN conferences and you go all these other places and everybody got the germs and they're coughing on you and. I was like, all right, I think we're done. Done for it right now.
Speaking of coughing,
yeah, somebody's coughing over there. Woo.
Mine's allergies, though. Because the weather and stuff here has been so back and forth. It was like fall, spring. No, just kidding. Oh, wait, it's spring again. No, just kidding. Yeah. So it's like throwing my immune system out of whack. But, you know.
Just to talk about the show from last week. Mm-hmm. I downloaded a few audio games.
Oh, real?
And I tell you, my new game I like is what you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Archery.
Audio. Wait a minute. Oh, you got the freaking audio game hub, huh?
Yeah. So I didn't buy it. I can't justify that cost.
No, I don't.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I could do $2.
Yeah,
$3. I'll even pay $20 one time, but not a monthly fee.
Monthly nonsense.
Yeah, but that. But I tell you, it's it's just so much fun for me.
It is fun. that sound almost sounded like it almost sounded like you were trying to imitate like an audiograph, kind of like
exactly.
I love audio archery. Actually, audio archery is. Or the audio game hub. Audio Archery actually is a game. It just sadly is no longer on the App Store. But if you guys heard me bring up the guy Liam Irvin last week's episode, he actually he made that game, and that was the first ever iOS mobile game I ever got my hands on way back in 2013. But goodness gracious, man! I finally found you at CSUN a couple of weeks ago.
Right after you got the whiff of Stevie Wonder.
That's the best way to put it, because my hands still smelled like whatever cologne he had.
Evan, you smell interesting.
You just encountered Stevie Wonder. Yeah.
Oh, man.
A security dog would pick it up 50 feet away, man.
Oh man. But it was awesome being able to see you and your friend and your friend's mom.
Yeah.
And just be able to have the opportunity and bring you on my new podcast, the See Me Came podcast.
Yeah. And
It was cool getting you on there, and also your friend. And I mean, I love your friend. She's awesome.
She's great.
Her jokes are hilarious.
India is a ball of fun. She's I love her. She's a great friend, and I mean, she's like family to me. Honestly,
yeah. I had a blast, and I think what was cool is we were kind of hiding out. Like
that's what
my dad
insane.
And I were walking around. We had our recording system together on my tripod. I tell you, we were decked out. We had to be kind of undercover, but we had like 10-15 canes wandering around the conference and having blind visually impaired people just drive people to us over by the bathrooms over there over by the bathrooms. You'll see the guy, you just say "see me, Kane," and we'll say "Marco," and then
isn't that how we found each other first? I think.
Oh, kind of. Yeah.
I feel like that's how we found each other. Because you were in a good spot.
Yeah.
I'm not like, wow.
Well, it was one of those, because it was a last minute decision to go to CSUN. Originally, we were going to go and get a booth, but we had so many failures, and I was like, But I was like, I have to go. If I don't go, what is that going to do to my company?
You won't get a chance to market, dude.
Exactly. So we bought a bunch of canes that were version Zimi Cane 2023s and put them out in the people's hands and let them wander around with them. And it actually did really, really well. And that was surprisingly how I came out of CSUN. I'm like, okay, I got what I needed and it made it work. And
so, network, man.
Yeah. But I got to show you something really, really cool.
I'm excited. What's up?
So remember that one cane that had a little extra vibration going on?
I loved it. That was the prototype I was playing with. Yeah,
exactly. So what did you think about the prototype of the Simi Cane 1R?
The 1R. That's okay. I like that. Dude, I honestly, so yeah, I got to play around with a prototype of the new and improved Simi Cane, and I honestly was. I felt like it was a heck of an upgrade. I still love my 2023. Well, always it's how we met each other first is your cane, to be honest. It's what got you on the show. But, it took me a minute to figure out, oh yeah, this button tells you the battery status and this button changes it to blinky blink. Mm-hmm. And, it does, you know, I liked that I could get it to flash like an SOS without having to do it manually.
Yeah.
Like it was fun. I guess the only thing that I do miss though is the fidget aspect of it. Cause I used to have mine on and I'd be like, fiddling with a little vibration motor.
Yeah. That is one thing we have removed unless you increase your brightness, you know, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
And so, yeah, It was one of those, we barely got that prototype to CSUN. Prior to that, I was supposed to have a full working prototype a week earlier.
Mm-hmm. And you got them like the night of the conference.
Yeah.
Like and it crazy was, last minute.
Yeah, it was one of those like, all right, I feel like I feel like I'm failing, but I know I'm making progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, all right, we're getting there. We are getting there. And I tell you, we are here, everybody.
Well, I mean, you're at CSUN. Everybody, you got to show your current and your new prototypes off and get a like metric ton of interviews too. So I mean,
yep. So now since of this recording, I think it's like been 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Something like that. Feels like
I still got the sickness from there. We're in the final version where the final version of Simi Cane 1R is basically you press the on and off button, which is a square button, and it turns on and off. And it tells you, it vibrates how much battery life is there. And you got to experience that with the prototype at CSUN.
Yeah, I did.
And so then the other thing is we have the round button, which is it's right above the on and off button, the square button.
Yeah.
And this wasn't working when you were at CSUN, but it is now working now. And that is, if you hit it once, it'll vibrate twice to full brightness.
Oh, and cool. So
what you were seeing at C7 was at full brightness. So we have created a way for you to dim your light. Because that, for some people, that was one of the complaints. Like,
light sensitivity, I suppose.
Yeah, it was a little too bright. It was a little too much. And so we were like, all right, let's give you that option. And then the other thing is you got to see the blinking.
I did. And it was fun.
The blinking is a little bit of an issue. With the one that you got to see was the prototype version. And now that we've tested the blinking, we realized that we have to change it to something more like a pulse. And this will allow people that like have epilepsy or
get seizures or something like that.
It won't trigger that. So because it's not a blink, it is a full dim to brightness.
It's like
dim
on, to brightness. Off, on, off. And as opposed to blink, blink. Yeah, like a camera flash.
It doesn't go fully off. And so that way the light is able to help not trigger those situations.
That's cool. So I was wondering about that.
As we started, so those are the things that we made. And I say one of the biggest things that we made improvements to the Seeming Cane is the durability to the handle. And what did you think about the handle?
I liked the handle. I feel like it felt a little more, I feel like the current one actually does feel pretty substantial, but I liked the shape of the new grip a little more. I felt like it kind of fit in my hand a little bit more, like easily. Mm-hmm. I also just wanted to comment on the brightness thing because, I thought the original cane was freaking bright, like ridiculously bright. I turned that one on and I kind of realized like you changed the hue or the shade of the light a little bit. So it's less, I don't know. It's kind of a less harsh sort of thing too. And I think that's going to help people with light sensitivity, but it somehow was, without blinding me, I hate to use that term, brighter, and I could actually see it without looking down, which is kind of cool, like a flashlight wise. But I like, I love the grip. I think I'm impressed too at the weight too, because it's about as, at least for me, it was about as heavy as like an Ambutech folding cane now. And
yeah,
the original wasn't it wasn't outrageously heavy. I've held much heavier canes than that, but it's like, what was your percentage? Like,
so
20%?
I'll give you the give you the exact weight. It's 13.4 ounces.
Okay.
Which is,
not sure what the ideal 0.4 weight is.
Overweight.
Because I assume there's like an ideal standard weight for a cane or something.
It's between 12 and 13. The standard weight.
Mm-hmm.
And just because of the technology, that we are struggling to get it under that and keep the handle durable.
Right.
Because that battery is a monster.
That thing's a beast. And you can see it in the top. That's crazy. How about, speaking of batteries, how about that charging port?
Hey, what did you get? So we removed the magnetic cable because so many people couldn't understand that. Mm. And it was cool. Don't get me wrong. It was cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
But it's been removed, and now it's USB-C. And the nice thing is, it's completely waterproof. So whether you got the cap on or not, you don't have to worry about getting water in there because it's already waterproof. Right. And that is really, really cool thing. The cap is there to keep the dust out.
Yeah.
And dirt and grime and all that stuff. And I tell you, we are making progress in that area. One thing that you didn't get to see was how the handle removes.
That, I wish I could have. I was so excited about that because that's such a cool concept. And also, well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this yet on the show. And if not, I'll edit it out. But, you know, it's effectively now the way that future CME cane upgrades are going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome.
Exactly. So this way, once you pay your one-time cost of your CME cane, you'll always be able to get the updated CME cane through the handle. So your price for updating your cane is just buying a new handle. not having to buy a whole new cane.
Which I like.
And because this is the one thing, yes, it is going to be a steep price to get a CPK. I can't get around that. It just isn't possible.
No, you're manufacturing them. It's expensive.
Yeah. And so we're like, all right, how are we going to do this? How are we going to make this work? And so now we're looking at what are ways where you buy your cane initially and all your upgrades are just add-ons that are going to improve your cane long term, because the beauty of our shafts of our canes is durable. Mm-hmm. The chances of you breaking that is not impossible, but it's extremely difficult. And so the one thing that's going to wear out over time is going to be the handle. And so mm-hmm. there, it just made it really easy to be able to say, hey, we're going to give you a new removable handle. And there you go. So
makes charging easier too, because charging my current cane is a little funky. I'll take it into my room and it'll often I've had cases where the charging cable will just pop out of the top or
yep.
it'll fall or I got to lean it up in some weird way. So I'm excited for that because, you know, exactly. one, you'll be able to take the handle off, plug it in with your whatever USB-C charger you have to charge your phone, your laptop, your power bank, your headphones, everything else, you know, it just charges your cane now.
Yep.
And, yep. And you know, you'll be able to release like handles now with expanded functionality and, you know, like, I don't know, Bluetooth or a speaker or something. I'm just throwing crap out there at this point. So,
well, there's a lot of different things that we can do, but mm-hmm. the beauty of where we're going, we are able to provide all the upgrades through the handle. And that way you can get the upgrade at a lower cost.
Mm-hmm. I love
it. And it improves your cane long term and without having to go get a brand new cane. Because if you buy a brand new cane, it's always going to be more expensive.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to find ways to be able to keep upgrades, be able to keep providing that opportunity for you to have more access. And so by having a removable is going to be huge. So absolutely. If you're familiar, just to give you an example of how it feels, if you're familiar with WeWalk, their removable handle, that is, since it's similar, it's, you don't have to screw it down as much on our end. Ours is 3 twists, and then it's on.
Ah, okay. So
it's a little bit more more
a little easier. More straightforward.
Yeah. Because WeWalk, you're just constantly spinning and spinning and spinning. Is it there yet? So
I've been wanting to check the WeWalk out for a while, but
they were there at CSUN. Were you not able to see check them out?
Man, there were so many. I'll tell you, there were so many people I wanted to see, like even like Audium or any of these. I missed so many people because it was so overwhelming. Oh my god!
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think one of the biggest things from like coming from CSUN was it's like. It's probably been the biggest since 2019.
Probably.
The last big conference. I haven't seen that many people in one spot at CSUN. I've been going for 12 years.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is like my first year. No wonder I was so overwhelmed.
Yeah. I mean, between the exhibit hall, the breakout sessions, all the parties, I mean... I was going to a party every, it seemed like by noon,
party
I was going to one party after another, and then I would get home, get back to my hotel room by 11, and I was like, I'm so over this.
Exhausted.
And so, yeah, and then you walk out and you're sick. You're like, oh boy.
Man, I picked up more than a bunch of networking opportunities. Now I gotta, now this crap to attend to.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or India got something too. It was unfortunate.
So anyways, so back to the Simi cane. So so those are the what's really cool is the Simi cane. You now can pre-order your Simi cane today at simicane.com and get $75 off, and that way you can get your Simi cane today. It's already applied to the order, so you don't have to worry about a promo code, you don't have to worry about any of that. You just go ahead and put in your order, and then we plan to ship out in October. So so the goal right now is we're in quality control testing in the next 3 weeks. There's quality control testing, and then we go into production testing, and then we should be on our merry way starting in July and hit production. And so by White Can Awareness Day, our goal is to do a big celebration of White Can Awareness Day and really push out the Simi Cane. So,
dude, that's a perfect time to release it. That is a perfect time to release it.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about your podcast here, because first of all, you launched a new podcast, and
I did.
You're now also you've been part of a podcast for a couple of months that I've been listening to, and I will at least toot my horn a little bit. I did help you out with the intro a little bit.
You helped me with the intro and outro. Yeah, I love
just
the intro
a little and outro. I do too. I think it sounds amazing, but. Yeah. Which one do you want to talk about first? Honestly, which one?
Yeah, let's talk about investing in accessibility. Let's talk about how I got into that,
because I've been curious myself.
Yeah. So, investing in accessibility is put on by a venture capitalist fund, and called Samaritan Partners. And so, as a business owner, you're always pitching your business, trying to get the next investor. All those different opportunities. And I had gotten an opportunity to be able to meet Chris Marr. And he runs the fund. He built the fund up. And his whole mission behind the fund is to invest in companies that have an economic growth by providing universal access for people with disabilities. Meaning, whether it's products, services, or programs, providing opportunity for 3 to 4 times your investment opportunities for that universal access for people with disabilities. And so when I got to meet him for the first time, I just fell in love with the mission. I mean, I knew him back in 2018.
Oh, wow.
He was already a fund, or because I would have been able to get ahead of a game on a bunch of different projects. But I said, you know, let's start a podcast. I'll do it. I'll push it through, and let's run it. So we launched in January of 2000. Yeah, this January.
This year. Yeah.
Yeah. We launched Investing in Accessibility. And essentially, the whole mission behind the Investing in Accessibility is to recruit more investors to invest in the fund and be able to provide money so that we can invest in more programs, services, or products to help build universal access for all people with disabilities. And so what we're doing is we're interviewing people, or Chris and I have an expert conversation in regards to what is a good investment? What does it look like? And we're going to be coming out in the next couple months about the conversation. Why is Simi Cane not a good investment for VC money? Why? That seems like common sense, right?
Right. And wow, that's surprising, actually.
So, and that's why, like, there's no hard feelings on my end. You got to remember, when you play the investment long game, you got to make decisions that are going to not just 2x your investment. You're looking at 3, 4, 5, 6 times your investment. Simi Cane ain't that, right? So what are opportunities, and what's the difference between like social businesses, like social life like businesses for
kind of things,
or and businesses that are going to be sold? So those are the opportunities that we're exploring. And then what's cool is that we're getting a lot of thought leaders throughout all different industries and interviewing them about what does it mean and why are we so close to hitting the top of the mountain and the floodgates starting to open for people with disabilities to have access to the world financially. Mm-hmm. And what does it mean from an investment standpoint to make that happen? And I tell you, it's been exciting. And I spent a lot of my time at CSUN networking with a ton of people around this, and everybody's seeing it. Everybody's seeing the opportunities. And I tell you, we're seeing more and more investment dollars going into startup companies that are showing this growth by creating universal access for people with disabilities. And I tell you, it's exciting. It's exciting. And so
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. So that's investing in accessibility. And it comes out on the first and third Monday of every month. And so, you can go check it out, Investing in Accessibility by Kelvin Crosby and Chris Moore.
On all major streaming platforms?
All major streaming platforms. We're not on YouTube yet because we're waiting for SignSpeak, the people that are going to make our YouTube, our podcast, ASL friendly. So that way you can, if you're deaf, you can just watch the podcast through sign language.
I think I got to see them at CSUN. Those guys are cool. And the technology that they're coming out with is at least for interpretation. I really hope it works and I hope it takes off, because I think that's going to be another good, barrier to break down as far as, getting access to this information.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, so I launched that. And then as of March 10th, I launched the See Me Cane podcast, which is the journey of launching the See Me Cane. So it comes out every second and fourth month, every second and fourth Mondays. And so it'll drop. So if you go to See Me Cane anywhere you find your podcast, or you can go to See Me Cane on YouTube, and then also you can go to seemecanepodcast.com and be able to have access to everything you need to know what's happening with the progress of the See Me Cane. And basically what I'll be doing is giving a 2-week report of where we're at. You'll get to see Evan talking about his experience with See Me Cane. You were just featured last week. So,
cool. I'm going to go look that. I don't like my own voice, but I want to check it out.
Hey, the audio turned out great.
That's awesome.
You'll be impressed with my deafblind audio skills.
I love your mics.
Yes, right? Just a handheld mic. Sure.
SM58, I think. Couple SM58s and a Zoom. Yeah.
My Zoom P4.
I think it's cute. It's so small. I could just stick it in my pocket.
Great. Yeah, it works great.
And your GoPros, and you had a sweet setup.
I was surprised how well it turned out. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, so See Me Cane podcast will be essentially your place to stay up to date on See Me Cane. And then, so basically, if you're wanting to wait until, the problem is if you wait too long on this pre-order, the price will go up after we sell the first 100 See Me Cane. We've already sold 15. So I'm just telling you, don't wait too long if you want a good discount. And by the way, we did have to increase the price of the See Me Cane to $300. So
I was wondering.
The discount is $75. So you get $225 off. And after the first 100 sell, then we'll go to $50 off until we launch for the pre-order and start shipping out to See Me Cane. So
right on. So yeah, everybody, yeah, anybody, if you want to check out a See Me Cane, jump on. I got to do that at some point when I can, because the See Me Cane is awesome. Especially if you do a lot of outdoor traveling, if you travel at night, if you just want to, if you don't want to get potentially run over by a car that can't see you because it's super dark, or if you want to attract attention to your rideshare driver so that they can find you more easily. I mean, there's just so many good reasons to get one of these canes. I'll be picking one up, and when I do, I will definitely be sure to review it. Now, I have one last question for you, kind of regarding your at least stuff that I've known that you've made in the past.
Yep.
What's up with your pottery? I want to get more. First of all,
Deafblind Potter. We have quite a few pieces in stock right now.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
I'm going through a new season of probably won't fully launch that line until probably closer to Christmas, which is the Living Beyond the Challenge theme. Basically, I'm varnishing the outside of my pottery pieces and I glaze the insides.
Right. Are they still dishwasher safe though?
Yeah, they're both going to be dishwasher safe, microwave safe, everything, so forth. But the reason why I'm varnishing the outside is because as I've lost more vision, it's become more and more difficult for me to glaze the outside. And so by me glazing the inside and then varnishing the outside, it creates a really unique feel. And so that series of pieces will start coming out probably in Christmas. And so, and I still have the Perseverance podcast that comes That's out good. Once a month. On the second Friday every month.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's on all major streaming platforms, including YouTube.
So. Yep. So, I just been sitting around doing nothing.
Sure. I guess your definition of nothing and my definition of nothing is vastly different.
Yep, yep.
'Cause my idea of nothing is like usually... I don't know, usually some YouTube, some maybe some popcorn, or hey, maybe even a
sandwich of the week.
Hey.
So actually, just to kind of update from my last sandwich of the week, and thanks for reminding me, actually, the barbecue place that I went to that I was trying to scrub from memory was Phil's Barbecue.
Yes.
Not saying that I wouldn't recommend it, but I didn't have personally the best experience there. It's
California barbecue.
Yeah. I love barbecue, though.
Mm. Yeah. It's not terrible.
No.
But it definitely is loud, and it is very...
Kind of felt industrial, almost.
Yeah, it got a component to that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, I have a crappy sandwich this week, mainly because I... because I dragged you onto the show, and I have to give you a hard... Well... Kind of a hard time, I suppose, but mostly me and my audience. I honestly, have you had those? I'm going here. Have you had those Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches?
Yes. I mean, hey, you can't go wrong with that.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I want right now because I used to eat them like a lot. Not like
make sure you got 3% power.
I mean, yeah,
and do 90 seconds.
Crap. Yeah, 3% power? Like that would wouldn't that be like
barely
like microwaving? I don't know.
Yeah, so the way you do it, you gotta hit your power button and right. You hit 3 for the level.
Oh, okay.
Level 3.
Power then it level
does
three.
The thing for 90 seconds.
Ah.
Then you gotta flip it. And then run it for a high for 1 minute.
Hey, that might be the way to make it so that the top doesn't come out like rock hard. Because
exactly.
I've had that before.
Yep.
That's a secret. I'm going to try that now because I've got like these little croissant-y things at home that that every time I nuke them, they come out like rock and it's disappointing. But yeah, my sandwich is a Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwich because I should actually go get a box myself. But have you a sandwich? Man.
So... I never had one of these until I actually went up to Anaheim, and that is a Raising Cane's sandwich.
Raising Cane's. Chicken I need sandwich. To try Raising Cane's. Everybody tells me.
It is not as good as Chick-fil-A, but it isn't as bad as KFC. Mm. But I would say Popeyes is better.
I love Popeyes. Oh my, Popeyes chicken sandwiches. Oh yeah.
So I would rank it this way. It would be Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, Popeyes, Raising Cane's. KFC just doesn't make the cut. I would pick McDonald's before KFC.
I would never even associate KFC with sandwiches either. I can imagine they're. I don't know. I've never had a KFC sandwich, so. I wouldn't. Yeah, I would. I'll just take your word for it, man. Because honestly, I don't know. I didn't even know KFC had sandwiches. That's funny.
Yeah.
I haven't had KFC in years. I usually, if I go for chicken or whatever, I like to get like King Supers, but well, goodness gracious, Kelvin, it has definitely been a blast having you back on. And, I'm really, well, first of all, I'm excited to get my hands on a new Steamy Cane R1 and, yep. I'm surprised you're not calling it an R2. Like,
One R.
Sorry.
Okay, the R stands for rigid.
One rigid. Okay. I thought it sounded stood. Bleh. I thought it stood for revision. So I was okay.
No, we made it. Steamy Cane 2023 is prototype.
Okay.
And because of some of the failures.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, if you have a Steamy Cane and it fails on you and you got a 2023 Steamy Cane, just email me, please. Don't hold on to it. Just email to me and let's get it worked out.
Mm-hmm. I still have mine. It still works just as well as when I bought it.
Yeah.
Well,
so
as we wrap up this episode, just like to remind everybody, check out Kelvin Crosby's just everything that this dude's got so much on. Like, you've got a full plate, dude. I think personally, it's just my opinion. You know, Deafblind Potter, the investing in accessibility, the new Steamy Canes. You know, you've got a lot. So I definitely strongly, if you haven't checked out the Deafblind Potter, go to, well, actually, where can people find your pottery and all that too?
Yeah. So deafblindpotter.com.
Perfect.
So deafblindpotter.com is the pottery. Steamycane.com is Steamy Cane. If you just want to know more about me, it's KelvinCrosby.com.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you had KelvinCrosby.com.
Yeah.
I'll go check that out then. I had no idea. Well, goodness gracious, Kelvin. Thank you so much for hopping on BLT again. And well, you know, I think as more changes come with you, with the podcast, with the Steamy Cane, I think we got to have you on when you release the Steamy Cane, at least for at least an episode.
We should do a White Cane Awareness Day show. And
that's a good idea, actually.
I'll come back in October and be like, it's White Cane Awareness Day. I think it's a Tuesday. So maybe we'll do a tech bite.
Yeah, we could do a bite. That'd be kind of fun. I haven't done a bite with a guest yet. That'd be a lot of fun.
We had to keep it short.
Short and sweet, but we can check. Then we could actually, we could show what the cane at least sounds like somehow. I can just hold it up to Mike. Because it sounds, the vibrations and stuff, it just sounds different. It's such a vast change.
That's one thing that you didn't get to test. It does beep.
Oh, it beeps? Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then you push the on and off button and
circle. The both buttons at the same time to switch the modes?
Yeah, so you can hear them beeping off and on.
That's awesome. So, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of those power banks. Well.
Yeah. So.
Well, if anybody has any feedback, questions, comments, whatever it might be for me or any of our other hosts, we've been getting some feedback and we will definitely be sure to point it out. And, you know, if it's a voicemail, if we have the audio, we'll play it live. If you have feedback, definitely leave us a voicemail at 720-712-8856 or send an email to feedback@aftersight.org. With that being said, I have been your host, Evan Starnes. This has been another episode of Blind Level Tech. Don't forget to plug in your devices. And Kelvin, what's your famous sign-out phrase?
Go live beyond your challenges.
Heck yeah. And we'll see you in October, man.